Here's check on stories we're following for you on Robinhood Radio. In Connecticut, new Democratic management will take over today as Ned Lamont assumes office and a solid Democratic majorities are seated in the House and Senate. The new governor is set to take the oath of office today at 12:30 at the William A. O'Neill State Armory in Hartford. A short parade will follow the inaugural ceremony, and later Lamont will deliver an address to a joint session of the General Assembly at 2:30. Members of the House and Senate will be sworn in at 10 a.m. This is also when Lieutenant Governor-elect Susan Bicewicz will take her oath. Lieutenant Governor is the presiding officer of the Senate. Lamont is the first Democrat elected to succeed a Democratic governor since 1877, and he's also the first candidate of the outgoing governor's party to win an open election since 1924. Governor Daniel P. Malloy was the first Democrat elected since the 1988 re-election of Governor William A. O'Neill. Noble Horizons Free Fall Prevention and Balance Series will begin 10:30 to 11:30 and run weekly through February 13th at 17 Cobble Road. To register or more information, 860-435-9851, extension 190, or noblehorizons.org. Ink and a Bit of Water, an exhibition of illustrations by Carl Jayant on William View at the Two Walls Gallery at Housatonic Valley Regional High School in Falls Village. A selection of work taken from three of his children's books are on view, depicting characters Ernest and Telford. The community is invited to the open from 4 till 6 p.m. Town of Sharon Planning and Zoning Commission will have their regular meeting. That will be at 5:30 at Sharon Town Hall. Open Mic Night number 2, VFW Post 5444, will happen 7 till 10 p.m. at the VFW Route 22 in Dover Plains. Hosting the event, Pat Mann, all are welcome to attend. Musicians and singers will perform all types of music. Amps, PA system, and mics will be ready for you to play. More information at 845-877-6300. An aquifer protection public hearing will be held at the Canaan Town Hall beginning at 7 p.m. The North Canaan Board of Finance meeting, 7:30 till 8:30 at Town Hall. Thursdays, January 10th through March 28th, the Rojan Library presents popular senior balance classes taught by Paul Spector, M.D. Classes are free for all ages. You may attend as many or as few as you wish. It runs from 9 until 10 a.m. on Thursdays. More information, rojanlibrary.org. A book launch, Jack Kelly's The Edge of Anarchy, will happen on January 10th at Oblong Books in Rhinebeck, New York at 6 p.m. Organizational meeting for the Wasaic Fire District of the town of Amenia in Dutchess County, New York, will be held on the 10th day of January at 6:30 in the evening. The regular monthly meeting will immediately follow. Meetings will be held at the Wasaic Firehouse, 27 Firehouse Road in Wasaic. The annual town meeting for North Canaan has been scheduled by the North Canaan Selectmen. It'll be held on Thursday, January 10th at the town hall beginning at 7 p.m. North Canaan Board of Education has a meeting scheduled for January 10th, 7 until 8 p.m. at the North Canaan Elementary School. Falls Village will have their town meeting on Thursday, January 10th. That will start at 7 p.m. The town meeting will take place at Town Hall, 108 Main Street. Housatonic Camera Club hosting an opening exhibit of new works on Friday, January 11th, 5 till 7 p.m. The exhibit is open weekends 11 to 4 through February 17th. Music in Common presenting monthly community meetups on the second Friday of each month at various locations throughout Berkshire County. The first session will take place this Friday from 5 until 7 p.m. at the Railroad Street Youth Project in Great Barrington. Berkshire Theater Group presents I'm Going to Graceland, an adaptation of Paul Simon's 1986 album, on Friday, January 11th at the Colonial Theater in Pittsfield. More information, berkshiretheatergroup.org. Friends of the West Stockbridge Library presenting a lecture on how you can have fun solving crossword puzzles, featuring author Michelle Arnott, on Saturday, January 12th at the West Stockbridge Town Hall, State Line Road. It begins at 10:30. Boy Scout Troop 23 in Great Barrington recycling Christmas trees again on January 12th at the Home Sweet Home Donut Shop on Stockbridge Road in Great Barrington. Suggested donation of $5 is recommended, and in exchange, you'll receive a coupon for a free donut and coffee. They can also pick up your tree by leaving it curbside along with a $10 donation in a Ziploc bag. Tinsel, nails, wires, and discarded ornaments must be removed prior to disposal. More information at 413-329-7065 or on the web, bstroop23.org/trees. Sharon Park and Recreation offering youth gymnastics on Saturdays, offered to Kent residents as well through a cooperative effort. Ages 7 to 12, Saturdays beginning January 12th, continuing through February 23rd, 1 to 2 at Sharon Center School. More information on registration can be had at 860-364-1400. An improv comedy workshop for beginners will take place January 12th, 2 to 3:30, in the reading room at the Kent Memorial Library. The CTV 192 team will guide participants through 5 improv exercises. To sign up, visit the library's front desk or their online calendar. The documentary filmmaker series Cat Rescuers will be held. Cat Rescue in New York City Film and Directors Talk on Saturday, January 12th at 4 p.m. at the Scoville Library. Momix at the Warner Theater, January 12th and January 13th. Tickets or more information on the main stage performance at 860-489-7180 or warnertheater.org. Sharon Fire Department Ambulance Squad on Sunday, January 13th has their pancake breakfast at the firehouse from 7 until 10:30 in the morning. The Monterey Community Center at Main Street Road on Route 23 presents the second screening of their historic talk replay series, The Men Who United the States, Sunday, January 13th at 1 p.m. It's free, and you're welcome to make a monetary donation. More information at 413-528-6888. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 256.10 yesterday, starting off today at 23,787.45. The NASDAQ starts off today at 6,897.00, and the S&P 500 at 2,574.41. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.